This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. For the Fruit of Labor Singing Ensemble, music is another way to spread the message. The ensemble is not a band, really, a collection of social justice activists and labor organizers fashioned in the tradition of Sweet Honey and the Rock. Their music is both specific and universal. Some songs document tragedies that affected working-class communities in North Carolina, including that 1991 Hamlet fire. Others tackle global problems, including racism and sexism. Four of the members of the ensemble are with me in the studio today to tell us more about the music and their activism. Angaza Laughinghouse and Nathanette Mayo are founding members of Fruit of Labor Singing Ensemble. Lee Tate is music director, and Chris Macon is a member as well. Welcome to all of you. Good to have you here.
Hey. Hello. Hey. Good to be here.
Great to have you here. Angaza, great to see you. You actually, we were talking about that Hamlet fire in 1991, and I mean, one of the things that you did was create a song around that, didn't you?
Yes, we did. It was a very important song because, as you know, this was a national tragedy. 25 people dead because of greed of the owner, Emmett Roe. As you know, he went to jail. And also, as you know, people are the makers of history. So we were able to do a lot of education around the question of the Hamlet and Pearl Food Fire and was able to mobilized thousands of people to the town of Hamlet, North Carolina, a little small town from all over the country. Many of them were our longtime allies, community activists, labor union activists, women organizations. Busloads of people came to Hamlet, and we were able to make an impact on North Carolina's very poor record of working conditions and very poor and weak labor laws. So we were able to get more fire inspectors or plant inspectors to go around, and we were able to get the, but as you know, that's been cut back since the Republicans have taken office.
So, Nathan, talk about founding this group and the sort of the larger theory and mission behind this group.
So the Fruit of Labor was founded as the cultural arm of the Black Workers for Justice, understanding that culture plays a big role in how we organize our communities, how we educate folk, how we inspire people, how we even document those tragedies, document history, and understanding that, you know, culture, you know, songs, how we sing, how we write, the plays that we do, how that just motivates our community to people get tired because we struggle so much and so long. But the culture, how we use our culture, the songs that we sing, brings people, you know, energy.
And music has a long history in the story of resistance and protest movements as well, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you feel yourself, you know, sort of heir to that tradition? Do you look back at those? I mean, I mentioned Sweet Honey and the Rock, but it goes back farther than that.
It goes back to the slave ships. It goes back to the mother continent, Africa. It goes back to the fields, the cotton fields. It goes back to the resistance movement. It goes back to the freedom singers of the 1960s and Dr. Bernice Reagan. Sweet Honey and the Rock, and the many other artists today who are trying to use culture, particularly thankful to Howard, who was just on the radio show, for his really raising this up again.
So we're heir to it, and we also have the purpose. Our challenge is to make sure that we continue to use it to inspire people.
Well, let's hear a song. This one is called Ain't No Turning Back, and it's from your latest album, State of Emergency.
Ain't no turning back, baby. Ain't no turning back. Ain't no turning back, baby. Ain't no turning back. Ain't no turning back, baby. Ain't no turning back. Ain't no turning back, baby. Ain't no turning back. Ain't no turning back, baby. Ain't no turning back. Ain't no turning back, baby. Ain't no turning back. Ain't no turning back, baby. Ain't no turning back.
This train we're on is freedom bound.
Ain't no turning back.
We're picking up folks from all around.
Ain't no turning back.
Young, old, white, brown, black.
Ain't no turning back.
Southern workers fighting back.
Ain't no turning back.
Yeah, cause it ain't no turning back,
baby. Ain't no turning back. Ain't no turning back, baby. Ain't no turning back. Ain't no turning back, baby. Ain't no turning back. Ain't no turning back.
politics and corporate greed.
Ain't no turning back.
Denying people's human rights and needs.
Ain't no turning back.
We're gonna stand up and have our say.
Ain't no turning back.
You know Black Lives Matter every day.
Ain't no turning back.
Oh yeah, cause it ain't no turning back, baby. Ain't no turning back. Ain't no turning back, baby. Ain't no turning back. Ain't no turning back, baby. Ain't no turning back. Ain't no turning back, baby. Ain't no turning back. Now people, raise your hand. Show them that you're ready to take a stand. Oh yeah. Now people, raise your voice. Let's shake the jailhouse with our powerful force. Now people, raise your hands. Show them that you're ready to take a stand. Oh yeah. Now people, raise your voice. Let's shake the jailhouse with our powerful force. Oh yeah. Cause it ain't no turning back, baby. Ain't no turning back. Ain't no turning back, baby. Ain't no turning back. Ain't no turning back, baby. Ain't no turning back. Ain't no turning back, baby. Ain't no turning back. Ain't no turning back, baby. Ain't no turning back. Ain't no turning back, baby. Ain't no turning back. Ain't no turning back, baby. Ain't no turning back. Ain't no turning back, baby. Turning back. Forward together, not one step back. Forward together, not one step back. Forward together, not one step back.
Ain't No Turning Back from the latest album. The album is called State of Emergency, and of course we're looking at the Fruit of Labor singing ensemble, including today on Gaza Laughing House, Nathan Atmayo, Lee Tate, and Chris Makin. Ain't no turning back, but, you know, Nathanette, let me put this question to you. I mean, you and Gaza said, and I think it's pretty clear, that things are going backwards to some degree. And there are certainly people in our legislature and elsewhere who have been quite effective in turning back the hands of time. What kind of impact does a message like this in a song have when people see how we're in some ways going backwards?
Well, it tells people that, you know, us, we can't sit back and be apathetic. We have to be active in our organizations, in our communities, in our struggles that are going on. Because if we don't, we see what's happening. We can't let up a minute. We always have to be constantly engaged, constantly fighting, constantly struggling to make sure that these gains that we did win, they're not taken back.
And Gaza Laughing House, the connection between the abuse of labor and some of the other crimes that we see in our social order, sexism and racism, homophobia, all of that kind of behavior, all feeds into one sort of grand picture when it comes to supporting the business community. But that isn't always clear to people on the ground. When you organize, are people becoming more clear about the connection between labor, race, sexism, these other issues?
I think one of the roles we play, and other Fruit members can chime in, is that we have to educate them more about the impact of white supremacy in terms of how that serves as a divisive role. And also, we got to really talk about this profit-making system called capitalism, which is the reason why the Smithfield Farm Workers had to organize a union, the reason why our union, the North Carolina Public Service Workers Union, UE Local 150, that Ned and I are former presidents of and Chris is a member of, is beginning to expand its organizing into other cities like Goldsboro, Greensboro, Rocky Mount. So I think that we're doing, with the music and the culture, which is very important, trying to give people the fighting spirit that they need to put their fist up.
Chris, talk about your membership here and the reason that you're part of this group.
Well, one of the things is, for me as a musician, I've always been about finding a way to reach people and inspire them to do better, right? And also, what is also important to me is doing the work. So I'm not here just to, you know, make music. I'm also about how can we organize, how can we educate, how can we make change, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So being part of Fruit of Labor, Black Works for Justice, it's important for me, and I came in because I want to do the work And, you know, I also am a creative person who, you know, I write music and play music. So it is a perfect fit for me.
Will y'all do another song for us?
Sure.
A soldier who grew up his whole life believing his only purpose is leaving his enemies bleeding. He thought he's a sinner and only his faith can redeem him. His enemies, demons, got sent him the gun to defeat him. He's in the many lives for God in this country as reason. Many battles he survived, not a scratch when he leave him. As time passes, no replace in the past of his soldier. He asked God why his peace still passes him over. No more shooting, but he feel like there's something he lost. No longer can he block the image of death from his thoughts. He asked God after all this, why does he remain with the stains and the blood of his enemy slain? No water or soap could cleanse with the soil with pain. No sunshine that could dry up his ocean of shame. And as he places his own gun to his head, he proclaims, God, please stop the rain.
Shots fired again.
Another brother goes down.
Shots fired again.
Can we endure for now?
Shots fired again.
Another war, another battle that we gotta face. Another wall, another barrier we gotta break. Another occupied land that we gotta take. Another shot, fire lands, another life at stake. Another broken heart from another death. Another last word spoken from my last breath. Another gun in the hands of another child. And as another day passes, time is running out.
Who do we trust to save us? Shoulders must bear. Where do we turn for guidance? Why must we fight so hard? I know love unites us. War only tears us apart.
Another sister goes down.
Shots fired again.
We endure for now.
Shots fired.
Shots fired. Fruit of Labor singing ensemble from the latest album, State of Emergency. I've got time for one more question because I want to hear some more music. And Nathan, I want to ask you, the name of the song, the album is State of Emergency. Do you see signs of hope?
Every day we see signs of hope. When we see people stand up, when we see people speak out who even because of fear, in spite of their fear, they speak out. It gives us hope. When we see small struggles, you know, victories in small struggles, environmental justice, workers' rights on the jobs, demanding, you know, wage $15 an hour, wage increases across cities, across the state. You know, that's encouragement. So, yes, we see hope. We see people struggling. We see some people, we see people winning. There's a lot more to do, but certainly those little victories give us hope.
Well, as I said, I want to hear you play us out. So thank you all for being on the show. This is the Fruit of Labor Singing Ensemble. The latest album is called State of Emergency. With us today, Angaza Laughing House, Nathan at Mayo, Lee Tate, and Chris Macon. Fruit of Labor Singing Ensemble has several upcoming appearances to celebrate Black History Month, including this Saturday's parade in Durham. And we've got more at our website, stateofthings.org. State of Things produced by Anita Rao, Amanda Magnus, Grant Hall of Mormon, and Katie Barron. Jenny Lawson's technical director. Al Budarski is also engineering the show today. Josie Taras is our intern. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Once again, it's the Fruit of Labor Singing Ensemble.
That's fruitoflabor.org.
When justice speaks, you know you better stop and listen. When justice speaks, let me tell you where we stand. Against war spending, against corporate greed, against exploitation. When justice speaks, let me tell you where we stand. Against deportations, against building walls, against race.